I'm just, I can't look in the mirror. I can't go outside. Winter's Tale has failed at the box office. Akiva Goldsman's directorial debut has sunk, and I'm so depressed. I can't even breathe. I can't eat. I've lost 7 pounds in the last day.
Richard, are you okay? Are you okay?
No, I'm grief stricken. The man who brought us Lost in Space and The Bad Avengers and Da Vinci Code, just I'm lost. It's like a friend died. A friend has died.
I am sorry for your loss, Richard. I am sorry. But and the day
God
goes on.
damn
The
it.
day goes on. And this is Midnight with Robert
No.
Shaw.
No, I don't
All
care.
right, well,
Midnight with Winter's Tale.
Winter's Tale. All right. I'm Kyle, and that's Richard. And you can find us at Drunk Robert Shaw on Twitter. Follow us on, or like us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook, whatever. Midnight with Robert Shaw. And I always forget yours. You're Monster Monroe 28?
Monroe Monster 28.
Monroe Monster.
It's backwards.
What?
Yeah, because there was already a monster, Monroe.
Oh, really? Wow.
Apparently.
Huh.
Yeah, there was another one, so that's kind of a generic name. But I have another Twitter feed. It's called Save Winter's Tale at Twitter.
Well,
I just set it up.
everyone look for that. Everyone look for that. And
I didn't really do that.
but another movie came out too this week, RoboCop.
Yeah, and that kind of much, that's done.
Yeah, it did not make much money at all.
Thankfully, I'm glad people listen to me.
But you know what? I am sad because we won't get a sequel. We won't get a sequel.
Yes. No Tom Noonan cameo in the second one.
Because I am curious, Richard, who would you have play the psychotic kid?
Justin Bieber.
Wow, you know, that is actually an excellent choice. I like that a lot.
He kind of looks like Justin Bieber from the
A little,
original.
yeah. You're not wrong. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I can.
Jesus had days like
That's
this.
Tom Noonan.
Yeah, Tom Noonan, but that's what he
Still, I
says.
guess you're right. Yeah, it's fine.
And I think RoboCop 2 is actually not as bad as people say. It's way better than 3.
No, it's not.
RoboCop 2 is
It's
actually
not
not
half
bad.
bad. Although I did find it odd that the was it the main boss from part one suddenly turns evil in the sequel, like the head guy.
Right.
That seemed like a really a 180 that I wasn't expecting.
Dick, I'm very disappointed.
Because he seemed so nice in the first one. He seemed like he's trying to run a legitimate
Well, I mean,
business.
well, he is and he isn't. I think in the second one he's not awful because the girl is the one who's really the villain of the
Oh, that's
piece.
true.
He's
That's
just
true.
kind of blindly following because he has old man balls.
He
And they need
wants
to
to get
be,
him
tweaked.
touched. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That makes sense. It makes sense.
Dick, I'm
So
very
we're here.
disappointed. We're
Well,
here, we're queer.
and we have a question from one of our listeners, our favorite
Yes.
listener, Ed.
Yes.
Ed. If only there were a million more Eds out there, we'd have a the most successful
If
podcast
only the
on the
world would be a
internet.
better place, too.
It would be. They'd have a lot more Peace Corps volunteers, so you
Exactly.
can't go wrong. But he has a question, Richard. He has a question.
Yes.
What is the best sequel of all time?
Ooh. See, I think there's like four of them.
Okay, go ahead.
Godfather 2,
Definitely up there.
Aliens, Empire Strikes
Yes.
Back,
Yes.
and The Dark Knight. And
Those
Batman
are all
Returns.
great choices. And which one?
I like those. Batman
Okay.
Returns.
Yeah, I think. Okay, if we're gonna pick a few, yeah, I would definitely say
Yes.
Empire,
Yes.
Aliens. I'm gonna go Fast Five, because that's my
Of course.
jam, my jam.
Yes.
And then I don't want to totally copy, although I did really think Dark Knight was a major step up from Batman Begins. I will say that. I'm trying to think, like, what other ones?
Step up to Back to the Streets.
Potentially. I do think Temple of Doom really was a great sequel. Maybe not best of all time, but certainly...
It's not the best.
Well, for me, it didn't do any disservice to the first one. It didn't feel like it really hurt its legacy.
Not compared to Kingdom of the Crystal.
Oh, no. That was definitely pretty awful. Pretty terrible. And then...
Oh, X2.
Oh, yeah. X2 was actually a pretty good movie. And I like Spider-Man 2. I'm not sure. Do you like those or not? I forget.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Spider-Man 2 I think is better than the first one.
Oh, I think so, yeah. It's a major step up from the first film.
Evil Dead 2.
Well, you know what, Richard? That brings us into a little bit more of our through line. Empire Online did a series of the 50 greatest sequels of all time. And we're going to go through the top 10 and discuss and see if our films are on there at all. And number 10 is Evil Dead 2.
There you go.
Definitely.
I agree.
I would agree as well. It's essentially very similar to the first, bigger budget. I think a little funnier than the first film. And Ash has a few more one-liners. And all around, I think it's comparable to the first, but again, I think it just has a better budget, which elevates it to being, I think, a superior sequel. Superior. And
I agree.
And I think we'll go through these, and as we go, we'll list them as we disagree. It's as good as the first one, or it's better. So we'll see what we find next. So number 9. This assumes these loads, too. Okay. Oh, they have Superman 2.
Yeah, I guess I can see that. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I don't like the Superman movies that much,
okay.
But 2 is definitely more of an action-oriented movie as opposed to 1 where it's much more of a slow burn.
For me, I think they'd be on par, because I think...
Yeah.
For me, you really can't beat the first half hour of Superman with the origin and Krypton, him getting to Earth.
Please pronounce it correctly. Pronounce it like Marlon Brando. Krypton.
Krypton. All right, Krypton. But yeah, I mean, everything up until he meets Lois Lane, catching the helicopter. Yeah. I think all of that...
Pink panties.
I think all that is really just great cinema and great superhero work. And it's really hard to top for me. So, although I do like a...
I just remember the first one being really well done cinematographically.
Well, especially Krypton, especially.
The cinematography was really good. Yeah. I mean, it really stands out. I mean, it's like really epic shots. There's a lot in there that's like you watch it and you're like, wow, this would have been really cool on the big screen. But then... It's really boring, and I don't really care, but
I don't know.
Well shot.
I liked it a lot. I think you're right, though. It does have a lot of scope. It has a lot of scope.
Yeah.
And a very wide look to it. You know, you never really feel like you're watching anything but a big, epic movie. And I think that's very deserving of Superman to have a big movie. Even back then, in the 70s. So, congrats. And, I did like 2. I think Zod is a classic villain. You really can't go wrong. And it is more action-oriented. Although the ending's a bit weird, where he throws a cellophane S to stop them.
Yeah.
That's a bit goofy.
Well, that was the director's cut, wasn't it? Is that the original or director's cut?
I think the original, right? Because the director's cut, Donner still has like the earth turning or whatever. Because it's like one movie, wasn't it?
Well, no, I don't know. I think there's it's very different. It's a lot shorter, the Donner cut. I did watch it. I just don't remember what happened.
Okay.
It did not stick with me.
That's too bad. Oh.
So that should tell you something.
Okay, well, this is one you probably haven't seen. But Before Sunset.
Yeah, I'm Snake Eyes on that trilogy. I missed that.
Okay. Well, I'd say it's darker than Before Sunrise, but it definitely has a lot to say.
Darker? What?
It is.
Does Ethan Hawke kill her?
No, but they're in a much darker place as characters, as people. They've kind of grown more depressed.
My family. I lost my family to this boogeyman who came at me through an 8mm film reel I found in an attic, and I'm dealing with their deaths. Oh, wait, that was sinister. That
different was movie. Close, though. Close. But yeah, I'd say it's on par. It's definitely worth seeing if you've seen the first one, which I imagine if you've seen the first one, you've probably seen all of them. All right, so we'll move on. The Bourne Supremacy.
I don't know why it's that high on the list. It would be in maybe the top 100, not top 10. I don't buy that.
No, I don't either. And for me, I think the first one's still better. Still a better movie. Cause this
really? You don't like the Paul Greengrass cut?
I like it, but really just like one action scene in this whole movie at the end with the car chase. And the rest of it's just sort of them talking. As you said, it's a slow burn. This is very much a slow burn movie where they just talk and talk and talk. And so, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of the Bourne franchise. It's all right. Whatever. It's a ripoff of James. It's a wannabe James Bond, but like a modern spy movie.
Yeah. I thought the first one was more interesting, or is trying to figure out exactly who he is, even though he still doesn't know by two, but he's come to grips with it more in two. But in the first one, he definitely is, I think, a little more of an everyman, trying to come to grips with being this badass and trying to figure out what he wants to do and how to escape and live his own life without the government chasing him. And I think
that's the story of my life.
And it's been a better ending, too. I love that bit where he jumps off with a bad guy, like his dead body, and falling, he shoots the other guy in the face. That was pretty cool.
Fantastic.
And also, it was a smaller budget. It was the first movie. You would never have considered Matt Damon to be an action hero before this movie. And now it's all he does are action movies, pretty much. There's a lot of those.
Right now he needs to go away.
You're tired of him?
I'm sick of Matt Damon. I'm tired of him. Time to go away. Time to go pull a Ben Affleck and go become a director or something and not act anymore.
I'm sure that's happening very soon, so you're probably all right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, number six.
Huzzah!
So number six, we do have Empire Strikes Back. So
that's a little low. I would put that in the top three.
Yeah, it does seem a little low to me. It's absolutely one of the greatest sequels of all time. Hands down. Even if it's not your favorite sequel, you've got to put it up there. I think it really takes the series in a bold direction, and the dark ending is something you rarely see in movies. Any thoughts, Richard?
And it's got AT-AT walkers.
Yeah. I think the action scenes.
And it brought us Boba Fett.
Again, correct. And Lando. You can't forget Lando.
And Lando. Oh.
Not a fan?
Have a Colt 45. In Bespin. Yes.
And that was in the director's cut.
Lobot. Break it down for me. All right. You definitely belong with us in the clouds.
Oh, Billy D. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for stopping by.
BD. BD's in the house. BDW. Much better, more sophisticated than a BMW is a BDW.
Well said, Richard. Well said. Anything else to say about this movie, or for you? No.
No.
All right. You're good.
I'm done.
All right. Let's see. And number five, your movie, Dark Knight.
Really? Again, too low. I want it to be higher than that.
Now, why do you think it's too low? It is very recent.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe is that the reason? But then again, why would you put Dark Knight before Empire? That doesn't make any sense to me either.
No, I would agree. Yeah,
like Dark Knight's good, but I mean, you know, and it is. It's the best one out of the three. But
no,
I don't understand. Empire's kind of weird. They'll put random movie. Like I don't know what the top five is since that's number five. That's interesting. I'm curious what's going to be in the top five.
So now for you, what
if Empire's
what was
six.
The best part for you about Dark Knight? What defines it as the best of that franchise?
Oh, Heath Ledger's performance. Heath Ledger, hands down. I mean, it's just, and it's more action. The action's way better. It's better choreographed. It's not that hardcore Paul Greengrass rip-off cutting of action.
No, he took that to the
It's
next
more
level. Yeah,
lucid.
he went all out with
Yeah.
that. Which for me, I felt like was him sort of POVing from the bad guy's point of view, where you're not really meant to see it. You're meant to be sort of discombobulated watching that stuff. But
Well, yeah, because it's Batman, so in reality, Batman would be fast and quick, and you would be knocked out before you knew what was going on.
right, but I'm glad in the second one that he did tone it down to where you could actually follow it a little bit easier.
And they blew up
And
Maggie
I'm
Gyllenhaal, which is always good.
right, yes. And I'm excited for Interstellar. I hope that's a good movie.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, number two, or number four, sorry, four. Toy
Fuck.
Story 2.
I too high. Way too high.
I would agree.
No.
I would agree.
Too high.
I
What the fuck? It's a kid's movie. Come on.
I liked it,
What the fuck?
but for me, I thought 3 was better. And I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan of this. I'm just kind of lukewarm towards it.
Well, I think their whole deal with sequels, they're strictly sticking with part two.
Not
I think
me.
that's what
Not
the
me.
sequels are going for. But I agree. No, I think that's stupid.
Sequel's a sequel, but that's fine. For our purposes, we'll keep going and see what's next. But yeah, I thought it fell flat. I didn't think it was as funny as the first one or original by any means. The story was kind of dull, and even the action was not very exciting in Toy Story 2. So, and I like the third one better. I thought between those two, I thought Part 3 was much
I
better.
agree. I agree.
Let's see, three, Terminator 2.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Thoughts? Yeah.
I would agree. I think it's a little, that should be top five, but that I don't three's a little high. I wouldn't put it before Dark Knight or Empire.
No, I think if they move those two up and move that back, I think that'd be okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this movie a lot, but the one problem I have is that it's essentially just a ripoff of the first one. It's follows it beat for beat. It's the same movie. So,
Well, and if you watch the director's cut, you realize James Cameron sucks.
why is
If he
that?
doesn't have an ed if he doesn't have an editor and he's allowed to keep all his whims in there, it makes for a terrible movie. Which, case in point, Avatar, way too long, way too bloated. If he had the T2 editor telling him, "Yo, JC, you suck. Let's cut this down," it would have been better.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people clued him in. Yeah, so you're fine. They
But
filled him in.
what do I know? He's made the two biggest movies of all time, so I'm an idiot.
You are an idiot. But
It's
no,
true.
I think it had great action, great set pieces. Arnold has some terrific one-liners. I think,
Oh yeah.
I don't know, Linda Hamilton for me did not have enough fun in this movie. She was a little too serious. I mean, she was just
Talk to the
so
hand.
dead on serious. It kind of, I don't know. I thought she kind of sucked some of the life out of the movie. But
Catherine Brewster.
that's the third one. Gosh.
Talk to the hand, Catherine Brewster.
Still entertaining.
Affirmative. Oh,
Still
wait,
a
I'm
great
sorry.
movie, obviously. So it's fine. Let's see.
I sold teeth.
Number
I
two.
sold that the other day.
You sold it? What do you mean?
Well, I had it on Blu-ray and I got rid of it.
Oh.
I sold it for like $3
Wow, I mean you get
over at Yesterday's Books. They gave good. That's a good turnaround over
you can
there.
get a new one for like $5. Why bother? Gosh.
Exactly. See, I'm already
You
ahead of the
are.
game. I think I bought that for $5.
You're on top of the world.
And I got my enjoyment out of
So
it.
number two, The Godfather Part Two.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Don't tell me number one's Aliens. Don't tell me number one is Aliens.
I'll skip ahead. Let's see. Let's see. What is it?
Oh, wait, was that number three? Was that three? Was Godfather two?
No, Godfather Part 2 was number 2. So.
What was number three? T2?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if number one's Aliens, then I'm off of this list. I'm done.
So what did you like particularly about Godfather Part Two? What stands out for you?
Well, that's the thing. You know what? I don't know. Sometimes people like that argument saying Godfather 2 is better, but I don't know. I think Godfather 1 might be better because it's more isolated, the storyline. It's got a through line, and the Godfather 2 has the flashback, so there's like two movies in one that don't really coincide with what's going on in the present time. So I don't know. I mean, it's a great movie, don't get me wrong, but you don't, it's two movies in one. It's the Vito Corleone story and the Michael Corleone story. And they sort of mirror each other, kind of, but not really. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think I prefer part two. It's a little more epic, and I do like the flashbacks. And who was it?
Don't get me wrong, I like him. It's a great movie, but I don't know, I think I would watch Godfather 1 more times than Godfather 2.
And I like that Fredo. I think he gets a little bit more to do, and his character is a little more defined in part two, and I also liked. Who was it? Diane Keaton when she tells Al Pacino that her kid she had an abortion because she didn't want her kid to be all messed up in the head. So she she had the abortion. I mean, that was an incredibly powerful scene. That was really well
Oh,
played.
sure.
And no, I think because it's so sad because part three is such a disappointment that I think. Part two is kind of the culmination of these of that epic story.
Well, part three was entirely out of Francis Ford Coppola wanting to make an extra nut. And he was looking down the barrel of retirement, and he's like, "What can I do to make lots of money up front so I can put it in my wine?" Godfather Part Three, and Mario Puzo would do it because he was a fucking degenerate gambler. Mario Puzo was like a hack among hacks. He's got like 75 Godfather books, doesn't he? So many. And he
74.
was still broke.
74.
Oh, so many.
Well, originally it was supposed to
Jesus.
be Al Pacino versus Robert Duvall, but they did not pay Robert Duvall nearly enough, so he declined. And
Yeah, then again, I mean, you replace Robert Duvall with George Hamilton? That was your first mistake.
oh, I think so. Yeah, I mean, what a step
That
down in
was, what the
films.
fuck?
Yeah.
Zorro the Gay Blade?
I mean, what a horrible
Come
choice.
on.
Yeah, I mean, you could not do much worse at that time than to pick him.
They should have got Robert Forster.
Oh,
I would have been a great consigliere. Michael, don't listen to him. He's a liar. All bastards are liars. Shakespeare said that. That's from the movie.
right. All right, so
I don't hate Godfather 3 that much, though. I don't hate it. I think there's some cool stuff in it, but yeah, it's disappointing, but it's fucking like 20 years removed. So it's like a totally different man coming back to these characters. It's just
All
stupid. It
right.
was just it was doomed to fail from day one. You can't do that. Martin Scorsese could probably do it, but not
Okay, all right.
Francis Ford Coppola. He's too busy
No,
drinking
yeah, I mean,
wine and eating
Scorsese,
cheese.
he's almost 80. He's still making great movies.
Yeah.
That's her first mistake. So you ready for number one?
Yeah, what? Give it to me. Give it to me.
You're gonna hate it. Aliens. Aliens.
That's bullshit. That is absolute bullshit.
Now, why do
That
you
is,
why do you call
no.
bullshit, Richard? Why?
Well, okay, first off. It's an entirely different movie. The first Alien was a surprise hit, so they, had to have another one. And Aliens is essentially, it's an action movie in space, and that's fine. I love Alien. Don't get me wrong, I love Aliens, and I actually like the director's cut. I will give Cameron credit. This is before he was nutty. He did a good job with his director's cut, and I like the director's cut better. And there's a lot of cool stuff, but no, it is not the greatest sequel of all time.
Where would you rank it?
It's a different. Oh, I would be in the top 10. It might be number 10, but
Okay, all
it
right.
would be a hit. It would be behind It would be where Evil Dead 2 is.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
get
it's
the,
still a good
the,
spot.
Get the Bourne Supremacy. Get the Bourne Supremacy out of there. What a fucking mistake that is. And get After the Sunset. What the fuck?
Yeah, I can get rid of those. I can get rid of Toy Story 2. I guess a waste. I dumped that one.
Yes.
I'm getting rid of that.
What a horrible list.
But yeah, I think ranking Aliens this high is a little high for me. I don't see it being quite number one. I do think it's a great movie, though. It's a worthy addition to the canon. I think probably the best one out of all those movies. For my money, I do like a good horror movie, which is I think what essentially the first one is. But I'm more of an action guy, so this one stands out for me. And it's got a great.
Well, it has great cast dialogue. Has great lines. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much more to work with than in the first movie, and
game over, man.
Yeah, and the story moves so quickly, especially once they meet the aliens and that first encounter. It's just nonstop.
Let's put her in charge.
And of course, that famous music cue is seen in almost every trailer from here to the end of time.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely worthy of a place in the top 10, but number one is a little tough sell for me.
Right now, yeah, it's too high. That's just stupid.
Yeah.
What is their reasoning for it? Can you read the description?
Oh, for
Can
what?
You tell me why they picked that as the number one?
All right, sure. I'll read it.
Why did they pick it?
All right. Why it's so good? Cameron's genius here lies in manipulating the tension, beautifully structuring the switches from build-up to carnage, to unbearable waiting to action. The Colonial Marines who accompany an understandably reluctant Ellen Ripley are each fleshed out as individuals, and the plot brilliantly conceived to showcase every character and then kill most of them off horribly. Why does it beat The Godfather Part 2? Because it doesn't have a single alien in it, basically. Whatever. Yeah.
Oh, that's gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're not fully realized characters. You have no idea who half the Marines are. They get killed off screen. They're just they're physically manifested. They're not given any character traits. It's just all in the costume.
No,
so it has nothing to do with that. That's stupid.
I think everyone except for Apone, who gets killed in that initial action sequence, is essentially given a line or two of dialogue to define them. Like Frost.
Please. Yes, please.
Like Frost, the black guy, when he's like, it doesn't matter if it's Arcturian, baby. And that's his one line, and that's all he is.
Yes.
That's him. And
right, yeah, exactly.
So it's like, yeah, that's a little tough sell for me. I mean, are they memorable very quickly? Yes, because they get, like, these cool, like, quips that are given. And that's only the ones who really get quips, because there are some of them, you're right, they are really just annihilated, and that's all they're there for. So that's a little extreme for me, but regardless, though, I think it's definitely worthy of a top 10 place. But yeah, to say that they're completely fleshed out, I think is complete bullshit. It's not even close. The only characters I think who are really fleshed out would be Ellen Ripley, the Lance Hendrickson character, Bishop, and Michael Biehn.
And Newt.
Yeah, Newt, yeah. Like, for me, Bill Paxton I like, but he's just basically a coward who runs his mouth a lot. So
right. He's the comic relief.
And in the 80s, he's actually funny, which is shocking. Shocking. But it is true. He does manage to be funny.
Oh, he had the best career in the 80s.
He did so well.
He's in a lot of good, like Near Dark, he's great in that. He's great in Terminator. He's great in Predator. Well, that was 1990, but whatever. I'll count that.
I think you should.
He
deserves
it.
He did really well.
Yeah, and the best line in Aliens is, I love the core. Every paycheck's a fortune. Every meal's a banquet. I love the core. It's like a day on the farm. That's right. It's backwards.
You got it close, though. You're almost there.
It's paraphrased, but...
No, yeah, but you're right along.
A day on the core is like a day on the farm. Every meal's a banquet. Every check's a fortune. I love the core.
And he says, like, every formation's a parade.
Yeah.
And that's
Big 12, please.
Big 12, yeah. His cigar-chomping bit.
I would not
bit.
Put
yeah.
that number one, no. Oh, yeah, he's great. I mean, it's a
well,
good
He was
great
in something recently,
wrong,
too.
Not the best. I think he's dead.
No, no.
He died in the bus with Betsy Palmer and Sean Cunningham.
Wait, who did?
Apone. He's dead.
No, he's still alive.
I think he's dead. Look it up. He's dead.
Well, he was in something recently, though. I saw him in something.
American Ninja 4.
No. But he was in... Man, I'm trying to think of what that was. Because it was very random. He was just, like, popped in there for no reason.
I think you're confusing with Lawrence Fishburne.
I could be. I see them all as the same.
Because you're a big...
Okay, no, he's not dead. But, no, I remembered him from Tomorrow Never Dies. That's right. He's in there for, like,
what?
5 seconds. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Remember, like...
Does he tell Bond? Every day on the...
No.
It's a spy. It's a day on the farm.
No, but it's when Bond, he jumps out of the plane with his woman to parachute into, like... I don't know. But he goes through the whole, like, here's what you do when you get on these special parachute things. And he's like, oh, okay.
Well, I think he was the real deal, too, Apone.
He was,
a military
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's the real deal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you know, yeah. It says he was in Vietnam.
Yeah, there
so
you go.
I'll read a little bit more. Yeah, he was the first Black Marine to be promoted to the rank of sergeant. So,
oh wow.
And he was also the first quote Black voice on England's national station Radio One. So,
well, that's where all the actors in Aliens were all. From England, they were American actors that were living in England.
Yeah, because I remember the Frost guy. I talked to him at a screening, and he was saying that he was in England to try and get more roles because there wasn't anything in America. So he had left for England to try and secure some work, and that's when he ended up on this film.
Right. And did he secure more work after that, or no?
Oh no, never, no. No,
he's not on Downton Abbey.
No, yeah, this was the New Beverly, so no, you're not.
Oh, yes. He came back to America, I take it.
Yeah, strictly for that, so you know he's pretty successful. Well, he does have 64 credits, so he's worked a little bit anyway.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not too bad.
A little, yeah, that's more than a little.
And his most... Yeah, he's got some stuff in post-production, too. So he's working.
Though how many of those are shorts? How many of those movie or those credits are shorts?
You know, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Because
IMDb
top,
can be,
I'm seeing,
can be can, oh, lie, can be deceiving.
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 shorts off the top right here. 5,
there you go.
6,
yeah, he
7,
work.
8.
He doesn't work. Yeah,
8.
That means he doesn't work. That means he
You're
tried
so harsh.
To get a bunch of movies off the ground with a sizzle reel, and they just none of them sold.
They're probably
the
like failed TV
sizzle
shows.
Reel?
They never went anywhere. That's exactly how it went. All right. You ready to go to the bar?
Told you.
Get a drink?
What? Yeah, let's go drink to the memory of Apone.
Apone.
Apone. Apone.
All right, yeah, we'll have a drink to him.
I love the call. I love the call. Bye. I love sequels.